And good morning. Welcome into the studios here for a March 1st edition of Mugs in the Morning. We go right to the phone lines to start the show off as we have State Senator Mike Groning joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator Groning.
How are you?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
Doing well. Spring is here, I believe. We're trying to burst out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Things are greening up pretty quickly.
Good, yeah.
I'm headed down today. The session started today, but there was no reason to go down early. They just check in and check out. Count one in 90 days. And some of the committees are still having hearings. Mine finished up early. I'm on agriculture, general affairs, and natural resources where I put myself this year. I'm glad I'm not on revenue. They're still having hearings. It's all raise cigarette taxes, which I'm against, raise sales taxes on certain products, which they took it to property taxes. I wouldn't mind paying sales tax on pop and candy, but, otherwise it's economic development stuff. And, there's an advantage to be on committees, but sometimes there's a disadvantage too, because, on the revenue, I want to get my LB 40 out, and if you're on there that I vote for it, then somebody's going to expect me to vote for their bill, which I might not like in committee, so it's best to just have friends on the committee and get it out.
Sure.
Which it should come out easily. But we revamped it up the amount of money it would go to a rural business park, and if we can get the project to come to North Platte, or somebody can get one to come to Scotts Bluff or Alliance or McCook. But I'm still planning on prioritizing that. They might exec on it this week. I think Senator Linehan wants to just get committees over with, hearings over with, though, in her committee. Otherwise, I'm still working on, natural resources for a reason. I'm still working on the fifth vote for get the in-court bill out. I got a good shot at it. Senator Hughes is working overtime trying to keep it in committee, but then it's all about his farm and mine and water, and that's everybody in southwest Nebraska. They mine our water and keep their pumps running, which is fine, but we all know we just want our tax base and our land back, and the management of our land being made by local decisions. So still pushing that. MFO bill, the Mutual Finance Organization for Rural Fire Departments, that bill came out of Committee 8-0 out of government. I'm asking the Speaker to make it a Speaker priority. That would bring another $120,000 in Lincoln County for rural fire districts.
Okay.
City of North Platte would get a big chunk of that. And it's taxes we already pay for our insurance premiums. We might as well get it back in rural Nebraska.
Sure.
So that would be a nice little bill for rural Nebraska and a little bit of property tax relief. Otherwise, it's just, I haven't much paid attention to other committees or what's coming out. I know a bunch of that social justice junk is coming out. You know, I'm just confused about this world. Everything coming out of Judiciary Committee is about the criminal. I got to hug the criminal. Nothing out of there is coming about the victim or society. Safety of society. It's all about the poor little criminal. Listen, a lot of us make mistakes. We pay our dues. We learn from them. And then, like the good book says, then you forgive and forget and you go on. They don't want them to pay their dues. They don't want them to change their ways. It's somebody else's fault. It's society's fault. Everything coming out of Judiciary Committee is that. Punish the police. One bill coming out wants to make the local sheriff's department in their staff away for an entire week, 40 hours of training on diversity and hugging and kissing instead of protecting. And we don't have a problem in rural Nebraska. During all of this stuff about Black Lives Matters and the riots and police, did anybody hear about a rural community where a person of minority was treated unfairly? It happens in the cities. That's where the racism is. It's not out here. We live and let live. So anyway, that's one bill that I'm going to fight if it gets to the floor. I think enough of us will. There's other ones, of course. We're going to fight coming out of the Education Committee, the newest version of the teacher there isn't no teacher student protection in it anymore. It's hug the criminal again, hug the bad kid, and throw the good kid, take away his education opportunities by disrupting the classroom, letting the bad one disrupt the classroom whenever they want, because somebody must have treated him badly. No, they just were never given boundaries. We all seek boundaries. We all want help. But they don't want to do that. So Senator Merman and I are going to bring an amendment when that thing comes to the floor, and there'll be a long, drawn-out fight, just like there was when it was our bill on the floor. But I'm not going to back away from that. We have heard from too many teachers who have been hurt and assaulted in the classroom, parents who don't want to drop their kids off at school anymore because of the bullying and the fact that they can't learn because of the classroom environment. And we've got to address that problem. So I'll continue to fight that issue. Maybe I'm better. Good Lord bless me, because I'll be better off doing it on the outside than in the inside of the committee.
Definitely be different, that's for sure.
Well, it needs to be done. So what are you hearing, Tristan?
Not a lot going on right now. I did see and I did report on it for our newscast today that the Economic Forecasting Board raised their revenue projections, and I think some of that extra income that we're going to be getting is supposed to go to some broadband service here for rural Nebraska. Is that correct, Senator? Have you heard?
Well, yes, but I'm not so fired up about that. I mean, they want to give it to the company who puts the broadband in and pay for all the infrastructure, but when you want to hook up to it, you're still going to pay $150 a month.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how many people can afford that. And the return on the dollar is not that great. It's 30,000 homes for $40 million, or not 30,000, 3,000 homes or something like that. But I guess it's necessary, but I think we could do it a little better way. But I mean, Sutherland, got broadband through the CARES money. They were one of the towns that got some of that to do it. It's good for Great Plains Communication and a few others that install it for that local economy, and it might as well go there, but it's not at the top of my list. I use hotspot, what I use for broadband, for internet connection when I'm not around an area where they have it. So
sure.
I don't know. Farmers out there that are big businesses, they need better communication. I just don't know if the return on the dollar is there on this investment, but I'd rather see it go to property tax relief and then let somebody, if they want to bring broadband to the farm, pay for it themselves. Mm-hmm. But you need a core lines to tie into, and that's what the money's supposed to go for, bury the lines, and so you can link into it if you're out in certain rural areas. But I'm not on top of my list. I won't fight it. I'll vote for it, but
sure.
Not on the top of my list.
And then the other thing I was excited to see Senator Groney personally is Senator Friesen's LB 621, his penalty being proposed for social media censorship.
That's whose bill?
Senator Friesen's.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Yeah, that's a good bill if he brought it. I'd support that.
Well, and you and Senator Friesen have a very good working relationship. He's in that same category with Tom Brewer, too, and all three of you work very well together.
Are you talking about Breezy or Friesen?
Friesen. Kurt Friesen.
I don't get along with Kurt Friesen.
Oh, I thought you did. I must be confusing him with somebody else.
No, he's one of them didn't vote for me for Ed Chair.
Okay.
Anyway, he listens to the establishment. When the superintendent of schools calls him, he jumps. So I listen to the people. There's a big difference there.
Okay.
Citizens.
Apologize for the confusion.
But anyway,
if
he brought a good bill, I look at bills.
Sure. Sure.
If he brought that, it's a good bill. I thought Halloran was going to bring a bill like that, and it's good that Friesen did it. If he brought it to his own committee, Transportation and Communication, I don't know where that bill would have went. But anyway, Tom Breezy's a good friend of mine. Up by, that's why I asked. His name sounds similar.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, but otherwise, it's business as usual. It's, I'm staying out of the elbow rubbing and back rubbing, and that's about in the politics I just absolutely can't stand. You know, the you vote for my bill, I vote for your bill type of stuff.
Yeah.
I made a commitment, and I look at the bill, and I'm if it's good, it's good for the people, I'll vote for it. We don't give a damn about the establishment, the education establishment, or the business establishment. It's good for the folks, and it's fair, then I'll support it, and it protects your freedoms. Remember, I'm the guy who never took any money from the lobby. Never have. The big money. So, anyway, that's where I'm at.
Well, and I know particularly, too, Senator Groney, you're one of the very few that looks at your district, your territory, and thinks, is this good for my district personally? I know there's some senators that think about the state of Nebraska, and yeah, you have to think about the state, but I think too many senators forget their own county and their own territory they serve.
Well, they don't look at that. They look at how much money they can get from the lobby. If a big business or a big lobbying group offers them money for their next election, that's how they jump. They don't jump for the state or the local taxpayers. That happens in Washington, and it happens in Lincoln. So, it's good for the country. It's good for the state. It's usually good for rural Nebraska.
Sure.
So, anyway, that's the way I look at it.
All right.
But we'll see what happens this week. And I went out on the floor this week yet, I don't believe. Maybe we are. I can't remember. Like I said, I just show up and do my job. I don't get involved in the day-to-day operation of it. That's up to the exec board and Senator Hughes and the speaker. But I'll be heard. I'm not going to sit quietly on some of this stuff.
And, of course, we do have a new speaker. Your thoughts on our new speaker so far, Senator Groney, ahead of the floor debates?
He's a good guy. He's a friend. He does okay. I sit right next to him on the floor. He's a good guy. He's the best we could have done. Any alternative would not have been good for rural Nebraska or for the conservative cause. But Senator Hilger's a good man.
Good. Glad to hear. The only other thing I had, Senator Groney, you kind of reminded me here with this when you talked about the Conservative Party. This is pretty big statewide news, but dips into federal a little bit. What are your thoughts, Mike, of the situation going on with Senator Sass and the state's GOP? A lot of individuals throughout the area not too happy with him. Our Republican Party here in Lincoln County officially censored him. What are your thoughts on everything brewing with that, Mike?
Did he, I don't know what happened in Columbus. Did they censor him yesterday or over the weekend?
No, they didn't censor him. The state's GOP, they stopped just shy. I can't remember exactly the wording they used. I can tell you here in just a second. They expressed some disappointment, I think, was their official verbiage. They didn't censor him, but...
Well, I kind of sit on the fence with that because I got a little bit of me and him, or him and me, where we stand on what we think is right, but I think he's a little bit more arrogant than I am. I never voted for the man, just put it that way. When he first ran, he called, when I was with the Western Nebraska Taxpayers Association, he called one of his help, didn't want me to help organize that big to-do we had out at the Buffalo Bills. And he brought in Senator Cruz and a couple of Lee.
Oh, yeah. And who
I was honest with his. I said, I'm supporting Shane Osborne, who was our treasurer at that time, because I've learned that I look at what people have done, not what they say. And Osborne did a good job as treasurer, but I knew nothing about Sass. Well, anyway, Sass, when they had the rally, I gave him some names of some other local conservatives, and they called them to help him. And when some of my friends went to it, asked people telling that I was a backstabber, I wasn't supporting Sass, that I wasn't a good conservative. And so anyway, I confronted Sass one day out at the airport about it, and he got snotty with me. And this guy hadn't run for dog catcher before. And then when at the last weekend in my first election, this arrogant back end did a robocall for my opponent. telling him to vote for my opponent. He had never been elected dog catcher before. So I realized this guy's ego sits right up there beside the right hand of God. So I have no use for the man. I don't need that type of an ego around being an elected official. So if you ask my opinion, I think you've got it on Mr. Sass. He's a Nebraskan wannabe. He spent all of his young career in Washington, came home for 3 years, about like Hagel did. Didn't like Nebraska, so he wanted to go back to Washington. So we elected him and sent him back to Washington. We were real nice to him. So if you like Mr. Sass, you go right ahead. A lot of good Christians out there, and he professes to be one, but there's his kind, and then there's those who understand that we got to be a little meeker. Anyway, but no, I have nothing good to say about him.
Okay. Well, appreciate you passing that along, Senator Groney. I think that's pretty big news here with what's going on with that, and haven't had a chance to
background out my personal experience with him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, appreciate you shedding some light on your personal experience, and well, professional too,
okay.
In a lot of ways.
What's that?
Well, it's a personal experience, but professional experience too is, you know, I mean, obviously different branches of government, but still, you and Congressman Smith, Adrian Smith, have a very good working relationship. As much as
I've known Adrian for a long time. And he's always been straightforward and a decent human being. He's handled the House very well. Some people say he's not vocal enough, but you got to remember there's 489. That's like a small town.
Mm-hmm.
The House is 489 people. It's hard to rise to power without playing the game. And Adrian's done that. He's voted right for Nebraska. And he's risen to a position in power. If conservatives ever take over the House again, he might be the head of Ways and Means Committee, and that's huge for Nebraska. So no, Congressman Smith follows what the people want to.
Well,
it's hard to come by in politics.
For those that say that he's not vocal enough, I would say that, from my opinion, I think Congressman Smith does a great job at picking and choosing his political battles too.
Yes, I mean he votes right.
Yeah,
that's what you can expect, and when you get for a congressman. Yep. Senator, you expect more. You expect some leadership.
Yeah, but it's different ball games.
I'm not going to say Senator Sass isn't leading, but I don't know. Like I said, I started a conversation about that race. I look at what a person does, what they've accomplished, where they stood, not in what they say. Senator Sass does not like the President Trump because of what he says and his personality. Well, if you're that immature, you should not be in elected office. You look at what they've done. When I get emails from people who say, don't censor Senator Sass, I'm a conservative Republican, I reply, which policy of President Trump as a conservative did you not like? His immigration policy, his tax policy, his handling the fairness with foreign trade, the border, which policy did you not agree with as a conservative? And they can't answer me. They just didn't like his personality. Then don't vote. Vote for your church elder, maybe on personality, or somebody at the Kiwanis Club, but don't do it when something as serious as President of the United States.
Yeah. Even for state races, state and local races, you don't necessarily vote off of personality either. I agree with what you're saying. Vote off the personality of the Kiwanis Club or at the church, board president, something like that. But when we're talking about highly elected officials, you know, city council, state elections, there's a lot more important things than just personality.
Yes, yes. Like I tell people, I'm kind, but I'm not real nice sometimes. But anyway, whatever. It's what we do. And I got a couple of years to try to get a bunch done for on Nebraska and Lincoln County. And I'm feeling good about what's happening down there this year.
Good. Glad to hear. Glad to hear. Always, Senator Groney, we appreciate the time. It's good to talk to you, sir. And we look forward to talking to you again next Monday. Hopefully Rick will be back in the studio next Monday.
All right. And you can email me. Don't call me on the cell phone because we all get so many of those.
No, those darn robocalls and stuff.
You know, those scam calls.
Yeah.
I don't know when to pick up and when not to anymore, the phone. So it's mgroney@leg.ne.gov.
Yep.
I got it right now.
You did.
And,
you did.
And I will reply to you. All right?
Thank you, Senator. Always good to talk to you. Safe travels and have a good week, sir.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Senator. That again is State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY, talking about the latest going on at the Nebraska unicameral. And then we did talk about the big news regarding U.S. Senator Ben Sasse and the state's Republican Party rebuking Senator Sasse is the official verbiage that's been used. So appreciate Senator Groney shedding some light on that situation there. And passing along his thoughts as a conservative lawmaker and a big advocate for conservative values here in the state of Nebraska. Nebraska lawmakers reconvened today at the state capitol. It's day number 35 of the 107th Nebraska legislative session. They have 8 hearings on the agenda today, 5 hearings tomorrow, 10 hearings on Wednesday, and 6 hearings on Thursday, and then they will be off on this coming Friday. So let's see, we have Senator Blood, Wayne, Hansen, McDonald, McKinley, Holleran, Slama, Brewer, and Vargas all talking about some different measures here throughout this week. Heard Senator Groney mention that both of his bills have been introduced quite a bit. Several of his bills have been introduced quite a bit and discussed quite a bit down at the Nebraska unicameral. I think the big one that we need to focus on is the one that he brought up at the beginning of the interview regarding the state rail park, the rail park that possibly will be here in Lincoln County. We know Gary from the Chambers come on the program and testified in support of Senator Groney's bill, saying that UP has provided or agreed to provide some access to the rail here in the Lincoln County area, and Senator Groney's bill will provide some state funds for that rail park access. And the thing that I was most excited to see about that bill is it has to be a county or a city that is under a certain amount of population. I can't remember exactly what the number is, but it would essentially help out a rural community. It would be a huge boost to the economy here in the North Platte Lincoln County area. But even if McCook was able to get one, or Scott's Bluff, like Senator Groney said, it'd be huge for the entire western end of the state. So really excited to see what transpires with that, and excited to have that out on the floor. And I believe Senator Groney has said on the program that that's going to be his priority bill. So excited to see what comes of that. Each senator gets a priority bill, and that's going to be Senator Groney. So excited to see what comes of that down at the Nebraska legislative session. Tristan Winder, glad to be with you here for Mugs of the Morning. It's presented to you by shelter agents Pete Voltz, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt for home, life, and auto insurance. Call the shelter guys of North Platte. Let's get a quick check of our time and temp, shall we? Have a quick news break coming up here in just a few moments. Also have Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service, joining us here in just a few moments. Here at 829, it's 23 degrees. Sunshine today with a high near 53. Your time in Tampa, service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. You can find them on the ones in North Platte. Topping out near 53 today, currently 23 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 62. Warm temperatures again on Wednesday, with temperatures remaining in the low 60s for the remainder of the forecast, including this weekend's temperatures. Glad to be with you here for a March 1st edition of Mugs in the Morning, KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Going to step aside for a quick news break here on Mugs in the Morning. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte.